Welcome to the September 13th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate Hayden Catlett. The theme for Hayden's and Rev Pam's reflections is Finding Renewal.
Good morning. Want to welcome everyone to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I'm Hayden Catlett, and I'm happy to be weaving worship today with Reverend Pam Phillips. If you're with us for the first time today, we're so glad that you're here. You'll find a link in the chat for a virtual visitor's card. If you want to fill it out, you can let us know how we can keep in touch with you. We also invite you to stay after the service for our virtual coffee hour. We'll go into breakout rooms and you'll have a chance to meet some people in smaller groups for conversation after the service. We also have many opportunities throughout the week on the grounds or virtually. You can look at our calendar on the website for times and Zoom links. And we are very grateful for all of the volunteers this morning who are helping make this virtual service possible. If you have a joy or a sorrow that you'd like shared this morning, you'll find a link to that in the chat as well that you can fill out.
And I would like to lift up a few announcements that I'd like to make sure people know about. Today at 1 o'clock, there'll be an anti-racism meeting. That's at 1 o'clock. Later on this evening, the Quarter Lifers will be having a gathering, and Quarter Lifers is the name I love for our 20s and 30-year-old, people who are in their 20s and 30s. So if you're interested, contact Ashley Spinks. Tomorrow is a Monday meetup. It's at 7 o'clock, and it's just a social gathering. Come on Zoom and have a chat. And finally, our Sunday Circle will start up again next Sunday. It's 8:30 in the morning. And next week, it will be about sustainable Blacksburg. So if you are up early and want to hear about that, you can find the Zoom in our announcements or on the webpage. I also want to lift up our UUC our annual auction fundraiser. I asked for some descriptions of some of these items. There's a basket of beautiful baby items in a dragonfly theme made by Polly. Handyman services offered by Patrick, Chinese artwork from Jennifer, a customized barn quilt for a garage or shed by Jane, a Clater Lake hike and lunch with the Matthews, and two stays at Snowshoe Resort now available on the auction site, courtesy of Jennifer Jen. So if you haven't had a chance to go to the auction site, I really encourage you to do that. There's all kinds of fun items, and it might give you some ideas of ways that you can contribute as well. And just so you know, save the date on October 24th. We're going to have a Zoom gathering. The hopes are is that we'll have a talent show so we can all share our wonderful talents. So put that on your calendar. And now, if you haven't had this in a long time, we're going to have This Week in Religious Education. This is the first day back for RE for our kids, and this is the first day of doing it on Zoom, and I've already heard great reports. So let's listen to our Director of Lifespan Faith Development, Karen Hager, as she shares what the children are doing today.
Our first online RE classes of the year have just finished. This year, our preschool class will be enjoying a fun book together, then leaving to do coloring pages, activity sheets, and simple crafts on their own. Our kindergartners through fifth graders are using the new curriculum cartoons, watching an animated short from Pixar or Disney, and having a discussion related to Unitarian Universalist values. After class, they also have activities to do on their own. Prior to this week, our families all received a chalice kit for their family's use. They can decorate it however they like, then use it for classes and youth groups, and throughout the week for family rituals. We also conducted our annual backpack blessing, a blessing of the teachers, and a blessing of the parents, as our families begin an unorthodox school year. Also this month, we hope you check out our scavenger hunt, located on the UUC grounds. Bring your smartphone and hunt anytime this month during daylight hours. Kids receive a prize at the end.
Thank you, Karen. I, for one, am going to be checking out that scavenger hunt. I know I won't get a prize, but it will be fun to see. Hazel is going to light our chalice. There she is, while Hayden leads us in the words for the lighting of the chalice.
Please join me in reading our chalice words. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
Thank you, Hayden and Hazel, for lighting our chalice. And Jamie lit the one here in the sanctuary.
Hayden. Our opening words this morning are by Martha Kirby Capo. As we enter this sacred silent space, let us renew both our commitment and our covenant. There are those among us who have endured a loss in the past week. May their hope be lifted again in this community of faith. There are those among us who have struggled with hardship in the past week. May they find renewed strength in this community of faith. There are those among us who have wrestled with questions that seem to have no answer in the past week. May they find sanctuary during their search in this community of faith. There are those among us who have cherished an unexpected joy in the past week. May their rejoicing be celebrated in this community of faith. As we commit to continue our free and responsible search for truth, may we covenant to honor the many paths that have led us to this community of faith. So may it be. And if you will please join me in reading the congregational covenant printed on the screen. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement to inspire, create, and transform, and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions.
After the offertory, we'll have an opportunity for people to light silent candles of hope and remembrance. But I'd like to go ahead and do the offering now, because each week UUC donates half of the offering to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week, to honor our beloved Nancy Gardner, we'll be sharing the plate with the DC, Maryland, Virginia chapter of the ALS Association. I know that both Nancy and Jean benefited greatly from the ALS Association, so I encourage you to be as generous as you can. And these are the ways that you can donate. You can do it online, you can text FUND, or you can use the Give Plus app on your smartphone. The offering is an opportunity for us to live our values out loud. So, give generously. And now I invite Jamie to go to the candle table so that we can do Candles of Hope and Remembrance. This is a table that was created after the tragedy at Virginia Tech. And each week during this time, when we were together, people would line up and light candles. So I invite you now, if you'd like to light a candle, write it in the chat. And I'll ask Jamie to light one more candle for all the hopes, remembrances, joys, and sorrows that we carry in our hearts. And now I ask you to settle in for a time of meditation. It has been another week. We all need to take a moment and breathe. So I invite you to settle into your seat. Do whatever it is that helps you feel fully present to the Spirit. to all that is holy. Today's meditation is a poem written by Laura Mancuso. She's an interfaith minister and chaplain. And it's entitled, My Commitments to Myself. And today, as we consider how we might find renewal, I invite you to listen to her words and imagine them for yourself. If you feel comfortable, maybe close your eyes and let's all take one more deep breath together. I take care of myself first because I am deserving of exquisite care. I take care of myself to maintain the capacity to help others. I move and stretch my body every day. I spend time in nature, attuning my senses to the earth's wisdom. I ration my daily exposure to the news. I identify and access credible sources of information. I protect myself from becoming overwhelmed by information about the pandemic. I pace myself. I sit with the reality of uncertainty and impermanence and allow it to temper my desire for control. I listen without judgment to others' reactions, which may be different from mine. I forgive myself and others when stress brings out our shadow selves. I feel fear fully when I am fearful. I experience sadness fully when I am sad. I allow anger fully when I am angry. I relish joy fully when I am joyful. I seek out healthy pleasures and indulge in them without guilt. I remind myself that feelings are transient states that move through me. They do not last, and they do not define me, nor do my thoughts. I balance my drive for self-improvement with compassionate acceptance of myself as I am right now. I initiate contact with loved ones to let them know I hold them in my heart. I seek out with increased sensitivity those who are the most vulnerable. If possible, I share my resources with those who need help to survive. When possible, I move away from people, situations, and experiences that do not serve my highest good. I strengthen my connection to my sources of spiritual strength so that I continue to be replenished. I acknowledge the nearness of death as a key motivator for living a full life. I pray for the suffering of all beings to cease. I grieve my losses and celebrate my successes. I remain open to new ways of being, surprising sources of joy, and unanticipated discoveries every day. Amen. May it be so.
Now I'm going to share a reflection on my thoughts about renewal. Renewal, the replacing or repair of something that is worn out, run down, or broken. This definition of renewal makes sense to me. I find myself feeling this way fairly often, leaving me in need of renewal. I think we can find renewal in small ways, like daily meditation, relaxing after a long day, all of those small things that we do on a daily basis to hold ourselves together or recharge. Most of the time, I need to renew myself after a lot of interaction with others or being overstimulated in other ways. I often renew myself by taking a period of time to just be quiet, choosing to listen instead of talk, or using written communication instead of verbal. When I cannot escape from an overwhelming situation, I use what is called stimming or self-stimulating behavior. Stimming looks different for everyone, but for me, I typically use rocking, shaking my foot, clicking a pen, fidgeting with something in my hand like a stim toy, or rubbing something soft. All of these things help to ground me, give me something to focus on, and help me be able to keep going when I feel worn out, run down, or broken. Without those little ways to cope with the stress of daily life, I wouldn't make it through. I think of all those things as renewal because in some way they are repairing me or at least keeping me from completely breaking. Another small thing that I think is renewing for me is starting the week with a clean house. It means busting our butts to get everything done over the weekend, but it feels so much better to have all of my laundry put away rather than still in the basket or sometimes even still in the dryer. Just having things in order for the week feels renewing to me. But sometimes we all need a bigger renewal beyond our daily ways of dealing with stress. For example, I took Sarah on a weekend getaway for her birthday last month. We were able to relax, just remove ourselves from all the stress of work and school and life. That was our big renewal. We were able to get away from home for a little bit and step away from everything that was bogging us down. I've also found renewal lately with starting a new job and starting the Bachelor's of Social Work program at Radford. Being in a job and degree program that I'm truly passionate about has been very renewing. Although starting new things can be stressful, especially in the times of COVID, it can also be a good reset. Personal renewal can be big or small, and community renewal can come in different shapes and sizes as well. I think that the world is currently in a period of renewal regarding the pandemic and racial justice. A lot of us are practicing a form of renewal by taking steps of learning, opening the door for conversations, and truly listening to others. We are working together to renew ourselves and to renew the world as a whole.
Amen to that, Hayden. Thanks for sharing some of the ways you find renewal and your reflection. So perhaps some of you recognized some of Hayden's sources of renewal because they work for you too. Or maybe you heard some that are new to you that you might like to try. I admire his aspiration of getting his house in order at the beginning of each week, starting with a clean slate. Oh, to have an orderly house and an empty laundry basket on Monday morning. And our meditation this morning, written by an interfaith minister who serves as a chaplain, provides a litany of ways we can find renewal. And actually, this poem is the center of one of the spiritual exercises for the Soul Matters small groups. After reading and spending time with the poem, we're invited to choose just two of the ways she commits to self-care and renewal that call to us. Two ways that we can commit ourselves to self-care and renewal. If any of her commitments sound like ones you'd like to make for yourself, or you just want to read the poem again, we'll include a link to it in the email that goes out this afternoon. I'm guessing most of you know where to find renewal, how you recharge or repair yourself when you're feeling run down, worn out, or broken. I heard a couple of conversations last week during coffee hour that really resonated with me, particularly people who find renewal when they are near or on the water. That's where I find renewal. And as Hayden said, the ways we find renewal can look different for each of us. Water is renewing. I wonder if the problem isn't so much finding sources of renewal as recognizing when we need it, when we're getting run down and worn out, before we're broken. These past months have been difficult. Way back in March, when our lives were upended by the pandemic, many people had to scramble to figure out how to do all the things that were required of us. Learning how to work or learn from home, how to get groceries safely, how to keep our distance, how to stay connected. Others suddenly found themselves with more time on their hands than they knew what to do with and started filling their lives with all kinds of projects. And still others found that while their own lives were going on pretty much the same, the rest of the world was falling into disrepair. And as the months have worn on, as we have adjusted to the new ways we live our lives, I'm guessing that more than a few of us have started to feel run down and worn out. And you wouldn't have to be working 60 hours a week to get that way. Even staying home and watching Netflix all day can wear a person out. And I'm guessing that more than a few of us might have even felt broken. My mind is filled with metaphors and analogies. For some, it could be the straw that broke the camel's back, 1,000 little tiny stresses and pressures that finally add up to too much. Or the frog in a pot of water that gets hotter and hotter until it's boiling. You don't realize how much hot water you're in until it's just too much. Or hitting the wall when you're going so fast and so hard that all of a sudden you crash. Do any of those metaphors resonate for you? So, what can we do to recognize the need for renewal while we're just run down or worn out, not yet broken? Well, one thing is to know ourselves. As I listen to Hayden talk about how he deals with overwhelming situations, I'm struck by the need for self-awareness. He knows what is hard for him and has developed little coping strategies, as simple as clicking a pen or fidgeting with something, things that help him get by. And we are all overwhelmed by different things. Too many people, or too few. Too much noise, or too much silence. Feeling rushed, feeling impatient. Recognizing what wears us out helps us to know when to seek refuge or renewal. Another thing is to make choices based on what we know about ourselves rather than the needs of others. I think of the way different people show up on Zoom, even here on Sunday mornings. Some people like to have their video on, waving at friends as we greet one another, while others prefer to keep it off. Sometimes it's a limitation of technology, no webcam or unstable Wi-Fi, but sometimes it's a limit of emotional bandwidth, wanting to show up, but needing some space. And frankly, sometimes it's because some of us can wear pajamas or eat cereal during the service while we're on Zoom. Just don't do that when you come back into the sanctuary. Making these choices for ourselves may seem obvious to some, but for others, it can be revolutionary. It's been so ingrained that others' needs come first, that we don't even think about what we need. I admire those who know how to strike the balance between their own needs and the needs of others, recognizing that they have more to give when they take care of themselves. Finally, we can pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on in our lives and how it is affecting us. I think of what it's like to watch the daily news. When we hear what's going on in the world, the fires out west, the violence that precipitates protests, and the violence against those who protest, the revelations out of Washington, D.C., the rising cases, and the death toll from COVID-19. When we hear all that news, we feel so much. Think about what it feels like in your body. Sometimes it's a quickening pulse or an urge to shout at the TV. Sometimes it's numbness and disbelief. Sometimes it's a pain in your heart and the need to weep. If we pay attention, we can recognize and acknowledge those feelings. We can let ourselves feel. As Mancuso writes, "I feel fear fully when I'm fearful. I experience sadness fully when I'm sad. I allow anger fully when I'm angry. I relish joy when I am joyful." Paying attention to our needs and making choices on a daily or even an hourly basis is a good way of seeking renewal before breaking. If we notice each straw laid on our backs, we won't ever reach the one that breaks it. If we notice the water temperature, we can get out of the pot before it boils. If we check our speed and slow down, if we pace ourselves, we won't hit that wall. Knowing ourselves, recognizing our needs, paying attention, these are all ways we can discern when we are running down, when we are wearing out, before we are broken. But these won't matter if we don't make daily and hourly choices for ourselves, choices for renewal. Which is why I want to take us back to the very first line of our meditation. I take care of myself first because I am deserving of exquisite care. We are all deserving of exquisite care. So let's take care. I love. In the week ahead, I encourage you to know yourself, to pay attention, and make choices of renewal. And I'll ask Jamie to extinguish our chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, or the warmth of community. These we will carry in our hearts until we are together again.